Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be back at our home church up further. Okay. Sometimes I get kind of loud. Anyway, a couple weeks ago, we were in northern Michigan, maybe 3 weeks ago, and we were picking fresh wild blueberries. Anybody ever pick those? Man, it was a bumper crop this year, and we made pies, and gained a couple pounds. But anyway, it was a beautiful time being there, visiting the saints and people that I've known for 40 years and support us up there. Beautiful time. But I wanted to share, just as an introduction, one of the days we were picking blueberries, and we were on the side of the highway, and this woman was coming up the road kind of rather quickly. And I told Denise, I said, well, let's see what's going on. It looks like she was disturbed. And what had happened was her husband was back in the woods, and he kind of got lost. So they lost each other, and they were trying to get back. And we said, don't worry, jump in the truck, and we'll take you to this store just up the road, and you guys can meet there. So we brought her up there, and on the way up there, you know, who are you? And we told her that we are home on leave from Iraq, and she goes, what are you doing there? And we told her our story about our work with special needs kids. She goes, wow. And then we took her name, number. Well, later we found out, or they contacted us, and they say, you know, we would like to send some support to you guys. And how do we do that? And I said, well, you know, I gave them our information. And they said, well, what mission sending agency are you with? Are you with Frontiers, or are you with some big organization? I said, no, our mission organization is Tulsa Christian Fellowship. And, you know, it's our church that has sent us and supports us, and they pray for us. And so it was very, refreshing to say our local church is our sending agency instead of some NGO, the local church. Now, how about that concept? Isn't that a beautiful concept? So thank you so much for praying for us, loving us. You know, I've been involved with Tulsa Christian Fellowship for a lot of years, and through Jim Garrett and Gordon and Bill and all of you guys, Jim Grinnell, all of you. And anyway, it's just been a joy to be a part of this fellowship, and thank you for praying for us. My message today is a little bit different. And the title of it is called The Happiness of Man. And, or should I say, the happiness of mankind, man and woman, the happiness of man. I'm going to read from Revelations 20, verse 11 through 15. Very familiar passage. You know, you guys are well taught here. And you'll understand very well what this verse is. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small. Yes. Okay, power through it. This is a light affliction. Okay. Yeah, me too. I'm going to start over. Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every one of them according to their deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. Now, this is the second death, the lake of fire. And anyone's name was not found written in the book of life. He was thrown into the lake of fire. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. I heard one preacher say one time, that's not a wonderful plan if you don't know the Lord Jesus. I want to read a quote from Aristotle. Happiness depends on ourselves. More than anyone else, Aristotle enshrines happiness as a central purpose of human life and the goal in itself. As a result, he devotes more space to the topic of happiness than any thinker prior to the modern era. One of Aristotle's most influential work is the Nicomachean Ethics. Did I say that okay, Jim? Nicomachean? Where he presents a theory of happiness that is still relevant for today. Over 2,300 years later, the key question Aristotle seeks to answer in these lectures is, what is the ultimate purpose of human existence? What is the end goal for which we should direct all of our activities? Everywhere we see people seeking pleasure, wealth, and good reputation. But while each of these has some value, none of them can occupy the place of the chief good for which humanity should aim. Aristotle claims that nearly everyone would agree that happiness is the end which meets all the requirements. It is easy enough to see that we desire money, pleasure, and honor only because we believe that these goods will make us happy. It seems that all other goods are a means towards obtaining happiness, while happiness is always an end in and of itself. One more document that I'd like to quote. It's called the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Many of us have heard this in our lifetime over and over again. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And although we as believers, we understand that the life that we have in Jesus Christ is a life of joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. But from the world's perspective, their goal, their end goal is to be happy. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be happy. But happiness is really an end goal of mankind. And you can hear people saying it in different ways in their lives every day, all day long. I'm sure many of us have used different approaches to bridge the gap when witnessing to unsaved people that we encounter in everyday life. I would like to share an approach that has been quite effective, and I use the concept of happiness. One of the most common phrases all day long in American culture is the question, "How are you?" Isn't that what we say to each other when we go to markets, when we greet each other? "Hey, how you doing? How are you?" And I've learned to use the concept of the happiness of man as a bridge for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to demonstrate it or share it with you right now. And Nisi has watched me do this many times. I remember Jim Garrett said like 3 years ago, when he's in Walmart, he's praying for people. And many of us, when we go, we're looking to encounter people at the laundromat. We're looking to meet people to share Jesus with them in any way, shape, or form. But years ago, I chose the concept of happiness. And the reason I did that is because as a new believer, many times when I was on the job and I was whistling or singing, people would come up to me and say, "Why are you so happy? What's going on in your life? You're singing, you're joyful." And I would say, "Well, it's because I have Jesus in my heart." And how many of us have said that over the years? "I got Jesus in my heart." But I've come to know that when you tell worldly people you have Jesus in your heart, they don't understand that. What does that mean, Jesus in your heart? What did he do, come and live inside of there? Well, he does. But how does he live there, Jesus in your heart? It was very confusing for me in my early days. So I took to the concept of happiness. And many times when I'm in a grocery store or a place of business, I'm checking out, and I'm always friendly to the checkout person. And I say, "How you doing today?" That's what we say. "She's doing fine. I'm fine," or he. And she goes, "Well, how are you doing?" And I said, "Man, I'm happy." And she looks at me and she goes, "Happy? Well, why are you happy?" And then I tell them this. And I'm doing this as a demonstration of instruction today because it's so effective. And maybe somebody or one of you will take up the happiness preaching gospel and you will, yeah, really, and you will go and tell these people why you're happy. And I looked at the lady and I said, "Do you really want to know why I'm happy?" And you know what she said? "Yeah, I really want to know why you're happy." I said, "Well, let me tell you. God has a book in heaven called the Lamb's Book of Life or the Book of Life. And all the people who are going to heaven, their names are written in that book. And that's why I'm happy." And she go, and inevitably 50% of the time people say, "How do I get my name in that book?" And isn't that what we all want to hear, like the why and how? What must I do to be saved? To get your name written in that book? And it's become very effective. Just some months ago when we were in Home Depot, a little black lady there said, "How you doing?" And I told her, "I'm happy." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all the people who are going to heaven, their names are there." And she was stunned. And I said, "Do you want your name in that book?" And she said, "I do." You see, people, they need to hear something that makes sense to them. Before you're a believer and filled with the Holy Spirit, you're walking in the natural man concept. He doesn't understand the things of the Spirit of God. But when you tell him God's got a book in heaven and that your name can be in that book, they want to be there. It's natural for them. And so it's become a very effective tool for me. Let's see. I need new glasses. I'd be more happy. I want to share a testimony with you guys because it's something that solidified what I'm talking about today. Some years ago, matter of fact, it was several years ago, I was preaching up in northern Michigan in the upper part of lower Michigan in a place called Alpena. And after I was done preaching, I flew back to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and I was working with the Voice of the Martyrs then. And the lady that the church administrator, she called me as a follow-up to the message that I spoke at their church. And so when I answered the phone, she goes, "Hey, Ray, how you doing?" And I said, "Man, I'm happy. How are you?" And she goes, "You're happy?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm happy." She goes, "Well, why are you happy?" So I told her what I just told you, that my name was in the book and that my happiness is there. And she said, "Wow, I never heard that before." So we hung up the phone, and another month or so went by, and I had to call Debbie again at the church in Alpena. She answered the phone. I said, "Hey, Deb, how you doing?" She goes, "Oh, I'm happy." And I said, "You're happy?" She goes, "Why are you happy?" And she's, "Let me tell you this testimony." She said, "I was at church on Sunday morning. It was just like a couple weeks prior. She was at giving announcements at the church like we do here. And everybody in the church was talking, and like you do before the church meeting starts, and everybody was just having a good time. And Debbie's standing there looking out over the people. And she said, "Guess what, everybody?" And all of a sudden, everybody was like a flash of lightning in a dark summer night sky. Everybody just stopped and looked. She goes, "I'm happy," she said. And everybody just said, "Happy?" And she goes, "You want to know why?" And she said, "My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and my happiness is seated in heaven." All of a sudden, a guy jumped up out of the chair, and he stood up, and he, right before the congregation, said, "How do I get my name in that book?" And they welcomed him to the pulpit during announcements, and they led him to faith in Jesus Christ at announcements. And ever since that time, I was just amazed at how this whole concept of the happiness of man and how you can use that to transition to the book of life with our names written there. So I wonder how many of you want to spread the happiness in Tulsa. You know, don't we all want to spread the happiness in Tulsa? And I just think it's such an effective way to do it. It's something that has borne fruit in my life. I can't say that. Usually what I do is I give them my phone number. And I said, "If you really want to know more about this, call me." And unfortunately, I never got a call. But that doesn't mean, you know, I could have got a call. It might have been a missed call. It might have been something else. But I just never got the call. But I'm always ready to receive that call and ready to lead them how to get their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So really, that's what I had to share today. And I'd like to do Nisi and I had talked about her doing the PowerPoint. Would you come up, honey? I'll share the introduction to the Yazidi people, like we said you would do, but I'll do that. August 3rd marked the 10th year when the Yazidi people were attacked by the radical Islamic group ISIS. And so August 3rd was the 10th year. And the 74th genocide against the Yazidi people in their history. And on that day, 10 years ago, up to 400,000 to 500,000 Yazidis were displaced from the where. And this picture depicts where the mountain, the corridor where they fled when the ISIS was attacking their village. And I don't know if some of you know, but hundreds of men were murdered that day, and hundreds, thousands of women were abducted and taken as sex slaves throughout the Middle East. So the Lord has placed us in just a perfect spot of His choosing in a pure Yazidi village. The other amazing aspect of our ministry in northern Iraq is the fact that we never went there in response to the genocide. We went there in response to the heart of a woman who has a heart and a love for children with special needs. And that's what really brought us there. But you can see we're living among a very oppressed, a very, broken people. And their special needs children were just living in the corner of tents. There was no ministry among children with special needs until Nisi and I went there 5 years ago. And so without further ado, I want to give Nisi the microphone, Denise, and let her share the ministry that we began in 2019.